have to give it over to. Umeyaleim by itself, hein boiler by the gabayas. That's talocha. Now that we have leftover wine, we give this leftover wine to the Bet HaGabayis. But it's not considered that the goy is giving it directly to the Bet HaGabayis, or to buy a klisharis. Is mayavad lo resh lakish though. So it's a shala hayigurus here. The gross says this is a new pshat altogether. Like, where does resh lakish know his alochem that we don't accept anything at all? The Korvneda learns that the kasher is, up until now, there's a good terrace why it's not called a davar mesuyim. Like, since the guy is giving it to Shemayim, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now the Gizbud takes it and buys the klisharis with it, so that's a good reason it's not called the Dover Mesuyim. It's not called something that the complete kli came from the guy. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. But according to Rosh Lakish, he says even a kli, that's not Mesuyim, any type of a present we can't receive from a guy. So here also, we are receiving presents. Even though the money goes indirectly, it goes like first to Shemayim, and then like the Gizba gives it over to the Bet HaGabayis, but our co-point of the money now is getting to the Bet HaGabayis. So at least that should be also according to Rosh Lakish, because it's like a cliche in a Mesuyim. So why is it Mutter? That's the way he learns the Kash here. Mayavad or Rosh Lakish, what does Rosh Lakish do with this? Even though it's indirect, but still not worse than a cliche in a Mesuyim, it's not a complete cli, but still Bet HaGabayis is having some Hanoah from a Goy that's also. The Teret says, Posa Lo, he answers, that the only issa there is to accept from Goyim is something to be used for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we can't accept. Mashenka and a kli sharis we could accept. If we use that money to buy kelim, that's all right. The only issa there is to use the money to build the actual Beis HaMikdash. That's what's awesome. And the Prophet says, Davka a binyan abayis kopit kruam. Aval a kli sharis vuadin shar tzochi abayis. Look up at Kruah. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kash according to Rosh Lakish. Reb Chizkiyo Amar Rebbe Simon. Shol, he asked a question like this. Shol Mayati, if so, Ein Mekabla Mehen Li'amas Hamayim. You can't accept any money for them, for the Amas Hamayim, for the water, or L'choy Masir, and for the walls of the city, or Migdolai Ser, also the Migdolis, the tower was inside it. Al Shem Shinenu, that the Pasuk says, V'lochem Ein Chelik. Means in Yerushalayim, you could have no chelik at all. You goyim, you can't give any money at all to build up Yerushalayim. So anything we use to build up Yerushalayim with, that's also osur. That's the stakar osur. So do before you cover the Edom, Yato, the Kamrit, Kivu, Nichtiv, Livno, Isbayis, Abinyin, Abayis, Kopit, Krona, Tepotik says, goyim cannot give something to build with. In Kaim, Huadin, Litzarchi, Yerushalayim. Anything for the purpose of Yerushalayim, Ein Mekabla Mehen, Kedichtiv. They can't have any chelik in Yerushalayim. So any money to receive from them to either fix up the waters there, or to fix up the walls, or the towers of Yerushalayim, stack also. Now, the parentheses here, we'll skip the parentheses here. Mor masnisin the Rav Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So the Mepharshia, the Korvneda, the Tanan, V'elu shechayovim bekolvan. Our Mishnah starts off and says, these are the people, when they give the machsa shekel, they have to add a little bit more to it also. They can't just exactly give a machsa shekel. They have to add this extra 1/24th of a seller, 1/48th of a seller. They have to add a little bit more. O mashma tzmashma d'yein lachom mi shechayev a shekel, shelo yechayev a kalboin, is asik Rameya. That's Rameya Shita. As the Mishnah says, v'elo shechayovim b'kolbon. These are the people that have a chi of mashma, any levim for Yisraelim b'gerim b'avodim. And since these people have the chi to give a machsa shekel, when you give your machsa shekel, you automatically always have to add this extra coin also. What's the svara? That only goes according to Rav Meir. Why? We'll soon see. The Mora Masnitzin to Rav Meir. The Yomer Rav Meir, Meir sounds like this. K'shem sheshok le'toyrom, the same way there's a chi of midiraisa upon every Jew, to give a machsa shekel, at least bezman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, there was a mitzvah diraisim, to give the machsa shekel before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, kach kolbonoi Torah. Had Remei Yehu Adin mi diraisa, you mechuyah to give this extra kolbon also. You have to give this extra coin with the machsa shekel. Why? What's the svara? Kisavah Remei, Remei holds like this, benoi sain shiklo sholim, even if you give a complete machsa shekel, you have a complete coin, that's a machsa shekel, shulchayi b'kolbon, and there's no exchanging here, you don't have to change over the money, still you have a chiyah to give this extra kolbon also. You have to add this extra 1/24th of a more also. 1/24th of a seller. You have to add this extra more, or else chatzi more. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Meir, kemid matbeya shel eish hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei kvoidoi veheroyo l'moisha. Peshasa came to give the machsa shekel. The pasuk says Moshe was the Rashi means that Moshe was niskasha. Moshe did not know exactly what the machsa shekel was, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show it to him. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He took out from under his kisei HaKavod a matbeya shel eish, a complete pure piece of silver, a pure machsa shekel. He took out pure from the eish. From the eish means it's pure. There's nothing, no psalus inside it. The Omar learned, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ze yitnu, means ke ze yitnu. Like this coin, you have to give for a machsa shekel. Now, if you take a coin straight out of the fire, it's mamish pure silver, nothing else there. That's how much silver of machsa shekel you have to give. Now, our coins already always have some psalus inside it. It's not exactly pure. So no matter how good of a coin we have, a machsa shekel, that's not enough. We can't be yotzei v'chiyuv midiraisa. Because just the machsa shekel alone is always missing something there. It's not pure like it just came out of the fire. So therefore, the Torah says, what's the chiyuv? A pure piece of silver of a machsa shekel. So therefore, in our coins, we always have to add a kolbein. Even though there's no exchanging involved, but midiraisa, you have to add now an extra coin. Like he said in the first, Hoggasin. The Rabneya Lyerlam Chayev a Kolbein, Nina Torah. Now, if you don't raise the Machsa Shkoli, what is there yet new? Shu Noki Mikol Siog, a clean, pure piece of silver. Shu Rabme A Shoya came out of the fire. Vilkach, Kola Shkolim, Trichem Kolbein, Shaya Kesev Ha Noki Shibem, Machsa Shekel. Because you have to give a pure piece of silver of a Machsa Shekel. And now the silver has something else, some psalus mixed inside it. So the only way you have a pure piece of silver is by adding some to it. That's why you always have to add. So our Mishnah Kitzur goes like Rameya, that everybody has the chiyuv to give a kolbein. Then the Mishnah makes chalukim though. If you give for somebody else also, then you potter. It said like this on the Mishnah. Nosan selo lito shekel chayev shtei kobonis. Then the Mishnah said, where a person goes to the gizbur and gives him a selo. A seller is 2 machsa shekel. So nosan sell, you gave the gizbur a whole seller, lito shekel, to take back a machsa shekel. One you want to get back for yourself, and one you're going to give now the gizbur keeps for the machsa shekel. So our Mishnah says, chayiv shnei kolbonis. You have a chiv to give 2 times 2 kolbonis. Izomu Rabloza says, Ramehi. This part of the Mishnah Chur only goes according to Rameya. That the pshat is like this. Ramonashach. For the machsas hashekel you want to give to the gizbur, you have to add this extra coin, the kolbein, because in a regular machsas shekel, it's not pure silver, you're not being the kind of the mitzvah, you have to add the extra kolbein. Now, when you're exchanging the money by the gizbur and he gives you back a machsas shekel, usually you have to pay for that. When you exchange money, you have to pay for the exchange of money. So that's the Rabbanu of the Gedin. That the Rabbanu on the second, instead of giving the money to the exchanger, give the money to the Beis HaMikdash already. And the exchanger was also moichel on this money. That's the din of the Rabbanu on the kolbein. So Mel, it's good here why you have to give 2 kolbonis for, according to Rameya. 1 kolbein you have to give is time to be yotzei the mitzvah, machsa shekel. And the other kolbein is that since you're receiving something back, you're getting back a change from the man, so you have to pay him for that. And the money you have to pay usually the changer, here it's a din, you have to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's good why the Mishnah says you have to give 2 times. That's good according to Rameya. The male skipped the parentheses. The Tanya, Elo Chayovim B'Kolbein, Kolbein Echad, Rameya Rama Beis Kolbonis. Rameya says you have to give 2. So it's good, Rameya holds you have to give 2. Mor says no. Ma Rav, really should mean Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Divrei Hakol Hi. Well, this part of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. The Yomar Rabbi Meir, Echad Shokal Shehu Noisein. That Rav learns like this, that according to Rameya in this case, you have to give 3 kolbonis, not 2. And according to Chomim, you have to give 2. So this Mishnah goes according to everybody. He hears like this. The Yomar Rabbi Meir, Echad Shekel Shehu Noisein. You have to give 1 kolbon for the shekel you're giving the gizbah now. The Echad Shekel Shehu Noisein. And 1 kolbein you have to give for the shekel you're taking home. The yechad the divrei Torah. And 1 you have to give for the divrei Torah the way you're mechuyif to. The Azra Meir's pshat. So it comes like this. Al daite de Rav, according to Rav, gimel kolbonis inun. That you have to give 3 different kolbonis you have to give now according to Rameya. And the same thing, also, come on inun. Also Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah came. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. v'shem Rav, said over the name of Rav, that shloisha kolbonis inun. There are three coins, three kolbonis you have to give here. Same shot. Echad shekel shunaisin. One you have to give is for the payment of the exchange. In other words, we look as if two exchanges took place here. What went on? You gave the gizbah now a shekel. You gave him a seller. A seller is a two machzah shekel. Now you want change now. You're like telling him now, take this seller and divide it in half. Now one machzah shekel I'm going to give you to keep for the mitzvah machzah shekel. So this gizbah now exchanged your coin into a machzah shekel. So for that exchange, you have to pay him money. You have to give one kolbon. That's called one kolbon shekel shunaisin for the machzah shekel that you're giving away. The echon, another kolbon you have to pay, shekel shunaitel. We look as if now hedyutik, like you. You're walking home now with a machzah shekel. Where did you get your machzah shekel? The man exchanged it for you. So for this exchange, you also have to pay. So we machayev you to pay another kolbon for your exchange. Now as we look at two different exchanges took place. One exchange took place that you're given now the gizbur, the machzah shekel, and the second exchange took place that you're receiving a machzah shekel to take home. So that's two chiyuvim to give two different kabbonis. That's so therefore these two sfaros go even according to Rabbanan. Now according to Rameya, there's a third chiyuv. Echad shekel shunaisim v'echad shekel shunaitel v'echad l'dvar Torah. And according to Rameya, you always have to give this extra kolbin, even when there's no exchange going on. When you give a pure machzah shekel, it's never as pure as the Torah wanted you to give it. Therefore, you have to give an extra kolbin. So that's what we're rather saying. That our Mishnah that says, when you give the complete seller to the gizbar, that he should change it over for you, and like make two coins out of it, that one half you're giving to the machzah shekel, and one half you're keeping, even according to Rabbanin, you have to pay two kabbonis. Because we look as if two different exchanges took place. Like one exchange is taking place to give the machzah shekel, and another exchange, Stam, we look as if, Stam, you want to keep now for yourself a machzah shekel. And before all you had is a seller. So you want the seller to be changed over to two different machzah shekel for two different purposes. One purpose is to give a machzah shekel, and one purpose is to keep a machzah shekel. So we look as if two different transactions went on here, two different exchanges, therefore you're going to give two different kolbonos. That's the drabon of the kichiv. Like instead of paying the man for exchanging, the Rabbanan said any exchange that you're doing for the purpose with the machzah shekel, give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Ho'achin v'yashutfim. Then the Mishnah goes to brothers that yashin their father, and then they become shutfim, become partners again. So it depends on what stage they want to give the machzah shekel. Shechayovim b'kolvoin means that they already divided up their father's property. So each one has his own money now, and he's paying his own machzah shekel. So locher is he's chayiv b'kolvoin. Ofturim mi'maisa beima. At such a stage, he's potter for maisa beima, because now they're considered like new shutfim now, or else they're like lekuach, they bought it. It's considered like, therefore they're potter for maisa beima. This is talking about b'shechoku, where the brothers already divided up the yerusha of the father. Since they're divided up already, each one has his own, so therefore he has his own chi of machzah shekel, his own chi of kolbon, and ma'aseh beim with a pot, because they made a new shutfis now, or they bought it one from the other. V'chazuv v'nishtatfon, they became a shutfim again. Therefore the pot from ma'aseh beim. Shechayovim b'ma'aseh beim, where's the case where the two brothers have a chi of to give from the new animals ma'aseh beim, the tenth one they have to give for korban ma'aseh beim, upturim min ha'kolbon. But when they pay the machzah shekel, we consider as if it's the father's money, and the father is paying for the two sons. But there is the matana, that the Mishnah says, when you give a matana for somebody, you're potter from kolbein. They're talking about b'shalei cholku, where they did not divide up the Yerusha yet. So they're still called b'tfusis habayis, and still the money is still like in the father's reshus yet, and they're paying up now with the father's money, that's called like a matana. So the Mara Amar Rebbe Loza, v'hein shecholku gidiyim k'neget yoshim. When do we say when the brothers divided up that it's called the good chalukah now? We consider like they bought from one another. That's talking about the chalukah was done with odd things. Like Gideon k'neged Tiyoshim. They divided up, you take the young goats and I'll take the old ones. Or also Tiyoshim k'neged Gideon. The old ones k'neged the young ones. So that's considered like a new chalukah right now that one brother is like buying it off the other brother. Avolim cholko Gideon. Let's say no, the father left over 10 young goats and 10 older goats. So we say if they divided up 5 and 5 young ones, Utayoshim connected to Yoshim. We'll take the 10 older ones and divide them up equally, 5 connected 5. So this is the aside you say like Yesh Brerim. Like that's the way it should have been divided up, as if the father is giving it directly to you. Melu we say, Hulchelkoi Mishor Rishayna. This is like the Chalukku you got from the Shor Rishayna, we still consider it like the father's. And therefore you still be Mechuyiv and Maisa Behema. So this chat you'll say Yesh Brerim, and we look as if it's still directly from the father. Yeah, the Rambam says he cholkoi mishor rishonim v'shem Yerushalayim. It's called Yerusha now. Ukishachotzu v'nishtatzvum, like it's still called their father's property. And when the two brothers now become partners again, hodro lo shem tfisas abayis. It becomes back like the father's property again. Ki mikor like before. V'abehema shoyu b'shas chaluka peturim mishum luk ein peturim mishum lukuach. And the behemas you have now, there's no petur like you bought from one or the other, because we don't see any new chalukah now. This is called Yerusha you got from your father. It's a direct Yerusha. And when you become partners again, it becomes back the same way it was before. For you are seedim lovoi chayavim, the last teshutrim name. And the new animals that grow now, again, will be mechuyiv v'maisa beimam. Because you're not any shutrim right now. It's considered back to the tfusis habayis like it was by the father's rishus. As of course we hold yesh brerim. So a chalukah that you do equally, we consider this chalukah was always oimit to be that way, and we still consider it like a tzvusis abayis, like by the father. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Yechonim argues and says, no, he owes ain't greater. Omer Rabbi Yechonim, afilo cholko gedim kenega gedim. Even if the brothers divided up the property equally, they took all the young goats and divided them up equally. Utiyoshim kenega tiyoshim. The older ones kenega the older ones. Still, Rabbi Yechonim holds kilakucha saying, we say ain't brera, we're not for sure which chelik belongs to you and which one belongs to your brother. So when you divide it up now, we look as if, let's say like this, we're dividing it up. It could be I have some of yours and you have some of mine. So we say, good, if I have some of yours, I'm selling it to you. If you have some of mine, you're selling it to me. So that's called kilakucha's dummy, because we don't hold from brera. So we don't know which chelik belongs to who. So then the brothers make up to say, like, we're buying one from the other. That's called Klakucha saying. They bought the property one from the other. Therefore, Pturim in a Maisa. That Lakucha has put them in a Maisa. So even if they divide up equally, still Rabbi Yechon holds, they put them in a Maisa after the Chalukah. Ki Yehuda Tanina, like we learned. Tamon, HaLakuach, Vishenitla, B'matona, put them in Maisa Beima. Anytime you bought an animal, or somebody gave it to you from Matona, you take a pot from Maisa Beima. So Rabbi Yechon holds Yerusha, we hold Ein Breira. So therefore, before the brothers made the chalukah true, then it's materas the father's reshus, then the mechuyiv b'maisa beimam. But once the brothers make any type of a chalukah, we say the chalukah goes that the brothers are like buying and selling one from the other. So that's called kalkuach dami. Therefore, the potter from maisa beimam. Or Reb Chiya Amar Reb Yirmiyah, boy, yes, the shaila. V'lo molestan amrinon. Why don't you learn like this? Why don't our mishnah add some other cases also to it? We could have cases that pomim shein chayavim b'zeh v'zeh. Maybe these two brothers, when they yashin the father, they're mechuyev both in ma'aseh beima, and when they give the machzor shekel, they also have to add this extra kolbon. They have to add this extra coin also. Upomim, some cases you could have shein peturim b'zeh v'zeh. You could have cases that potter